Tātou. So now we have Phil Paikia. Phil is a runs the Northland branch of the charity Safe Man, Safe Family, and he was part of a Whangarei residents' march against crime. Tēnā koe, Phil.
Morning, kia ora.
Kia ora, Phil. Oh, sorry, it's Hiniani, Melbourne here. I am not Dale's husband because he's away, not feeling very well today, so I'm just filling in here, so be kind. So, well, what was the march for yesterday in Whangarei?
Well, basically, it was for a young tour that lost his life trying to protect a wahine at the Gulf service station here in Whangarei, and he paid the ultimate price. He lost his life. So the family got together and organised the march and. It wasn't an angry response. It was just a response that would try to prevent it from happening again, basically.
And how many people turned out, Phil?
Oh, it would have been over 100 people. The weather wasn't very, very kind, but we turned up, during the rain, it's... The weather was nothing. The rain was nothing compared to the blood that was spilled on the day that young man died. So we're going to be there anyway, whether it rained or not.
So is this, we read about it, of course, and our hearts go out to the whānau. But is this an example of, there seems to be a lot of violence, unnecessary violence around, and... sometimes someone doing something good, right, and still not, and still being, losing their life over standing up for someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's not just happening in Whangarei, it's happening nationwide, especially the violence among our youth. There are a number of factors, unemployment, all those sorts of things. We hear all the rhetoric. But when it comes down to the tin tacks, it's about what's happening behind closed doors in the homes. You have a healthy home, a healthy mum, healthy dad, you have a healthy house, healthy community. When you got those factors, functional, then you'll find that, our communities will be safe, our society will be safe, our nation will be safe. So there's a lot of things, that... cause this sort of incidences like this, and very sad indeed for the family and even for the perpetrators. Nobody wants to wake up in the morning and find out their loved one has died, and people waking up to find that their nephews were the cause of it. It affects the whole family. So, yeah, very sad indeed.
Yeah, and it seems to be. You work on Safe Man, Safe Family, and how can we help? Well, what can be done to help whānau, particularly of perpetrators? How can we help the whānau? Is there something that can be done, or is the courts the only answer?
Yeah, well, the thing is to get to them before the courts get them. Otherwise they find themselves in the system, but. By and large, men don't really ask for help. With the Safe Men, Safe Family kaupapa, like there's many kaupapa, good kaupapa that are working at the moment. Man Up is a good kaupapa, Man Up and Legacy. They've been going for a while. I've been in the family violence arena for 20 years, and then 8 years with Vic Taumati. So basically, we were victims of family violence ourselves. And then, of course, what we learned in that space, we took it into our relationships as grown men. So we became perpetrators ourselves. So we know the ins and outs of what a perpetrator does. We were good at it, and so now we've flipped the script on the way that we do things, and we're working with men, and the men appreciate that they have facilitators that have actually traversed that journey. And we know the story very well. We also work alongside the Grace Foundation that are based in Papatoi, and get to go down there and talk to large groups of men down in Papatoi, also here in Whangarei. So, sometimes when you hear your neighbour yelling for help, you know, I'm not saying that you should rush in and jump in amongst the mix. You got to put your own safety first. Ring the police or sit on your horn on your car, make a noise just to get the attention, you know, from the person that's doing the violence. There's ways you can keep yourself safe. But more often than not, people tend to just close the curtains, turn up the TV and pretend it's got nothing to do with them. It's none of my business. So it's the silence, basically, that will allow that violence to continue. So we have to stand up when we see it happening. We have to stand up to protect people like that wahine that died. Unfortunately, there are consequences where that's happened quite a few times throughout New Zealand, and the guy that stood up to help has paid the ultimate price.
Mm-hmm.
Lost lives. So it's sad.
It's very sad. And we've been talking to people in areas that have been, their homes have been affected by floods and cyclones, but it also increases the pressure on whānau as well. And some are saying that there's not enough support for yeah. whānaus that are already, that were, you know, doing okay, but now yeah. that there's more stress, it's just yeah. Blown out of proportion. So, asking for help. Found whānau are asking for help all over the country.
Yeah, you know, like I say, we work with groups of men, and like we have to be committed to the kaupapa. So, the men may very well do a course and get a certificate to say that they've done a course. Well, that still doesn't make them safe. You know, it's a journey. It's a lifestyle. And I've been going to men's groups since 1990, and I haven't stopped going. I need to be in those spaces because it's good for me. It keeps me grounded, and also, when you say that you're working in these areas and you're a safe man, but behind closed doors you're doing something completely different. Well, you can't do that, especially in working with these men. You can't fool these men if they know that you don't walk your talk. Well, then they'll soon tell you. So it's important that those of us that walk and talk in this arena, that we uphold the integrity of the kaupapa. So when we say that this is who we are, then that's exactly who we are. So I'll give you an example. I had a couple that I've been working with. The husband spit the dummy just over a small thing, and straight away the wahine rings me. So this is in the weekend. She rings me and she's on the phone. I could hear the shouting and swearing. And I said, look, don't argue with him. Just don't say anything to him. Just let him calm down. And I could hear him say, I'm going for a walk. And so he walks out the door, and I stayed with her on the phone. She said, don't hang up. Stay with me on the phone. And then 20 minutes, he walks back in, and then he goes, oh, here, dear, Matua Phil wants to talk to you. So she put him on the phone, and he went into his bedroom. He sat on the edge of the bed. And he just looked at me while I gave him this cordial about the tools that we spoke about in group. And I said, you know, I recognize that you went for a walk. That's one of the tools that you had in your toolbox. And I just wanted to say that, good on you. I had to give him some form of positive affirmation to let him know that he did the right thing by walking away. And then I said to him again, are you okay? And he goes, yes. He nodded his head. And then I said, can you put your wahine back on the phone? And he called out to her. And he says, oh, babe, the Matua Phil wants to talk to you. So straight away, I knew that he had calmed right down. And then she gets on the phone. And then while she was on the phone, the partner said, I'm sorry, babe. I shouldn't have done it. So, you know, our group is not just 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock on a Tuesday. When these men ring, there's always has to be somebody to answer the phone. So we don't just point them to where change is. We don't just say, walk up the road here, turn left on Shelby Ride Avenue, that's where you'll find change. Tahore. We walk them there, we talk them there, and we stay with them there till they get it. And that's the commitment. You know, we've got to do things different because, you know, it's no good doing the same thing over and over again, accepting, you know, expecting different results. That's the cope up has to evolve, and we have to do things different.
Kapai. And, you know, I think we have to let our men know, too, how important they are to our whānau, that we can't have a solid whānau without our men.
Yeah. We have to celebrate. We have to celebrate the successes of our men. It's important that we do that. You know, like I said, no, you know, if not given, you know, given a certificate, that's just a piece of paper.
Aye.
You know, but you have to, what you've learned, you've got to apply that to your life. And that's where you'll start to see changes.
You know, Kapai.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, and thank you for sharing your knowledge and your experiences with us here on Radio Wangatea. Ngā mihi ki a koe, Phil.